With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Donald Trump says he's going to make the nation's capital safer.
We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control.
Last week, the president directed an increased federal law enforcement presence in the city for 7 days with the option to extend as needed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended a new military offensive in Gaza that's more sweeping than previously announced. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
The prime minister declared Sunday in the face of growing condemnation that Israel has, quote, no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Netanyahu said the security cabinet last week instructed the dismantling of Hamas's strongholds not only in Gaza City, but also in the central camps and Muwasi. Netanyahu spoke to foreign media just before an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, saying, quote, our goal is not to occupy Gaza, our goal is to free Gaza. The sprawling camps were not part of Israel's announcement Friday. Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with U.S. President Donald Trump about the plan and thanked him for his support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ukraine and its European backers are seeking talks with President Trump in an effort to protect their security interests. That's ahead of his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this week. The German chancellor has invited Mr. Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, NATO's chief, and several European leaders to virtual meetings on Wednesday. The German chancellery says the virtual talks will focus on preparations for possible peace negotiations and related issues of territorial claims and security. Neither Zelensky nor European leaders have so far been invited to Friday's summit. This is SRN News. Who pays for the United Nations?
You do, actually. We all do. President Trump and a lot of other Americans don't like the fact that the U.S. is bankrolling an organization that seems obsessed with promoting abortion, the LGBT lifestyle, and bashing America. Critics say we're just paying our fair share. But now the Pew Research Center has broken down the U.N. budget and reveals that this country pays more than anybody else, including China, which has a much bigger population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While the Sunday streets of the borough of churches still vibrate with gospel chords, many of Brooklyn's storied black churches are shrinking. According to research published by COVIDReligionResearch.org, black Protestants attended church on Zoom more than any other denominations. It happened during the pandemic, and they have been the slowest to return to in-person worship. This is SRN News. Former Senator Jim Talent says Democrats have an increasing anti-Jewish problem. The Missouri Republican questions whether they'd even nominate a Jewish Democrat for president.
There's a lot of anti-Semitism among activist parts of the base. It masquerades as being anti-Zionism or anti-Israel. So it's a real question. I mean, why wasn't Josh Shapiro picked as the number two on the ticket? They certainly would have done a lot better if they had.
Talent interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Ford will invest nearly $2 billion to retool a Kentucky plant to produce electric vehicles. Ford's top executive unveiled the new EV strategy at the company's Louisville assembly plant. And a tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished starting later this month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.